With one black grandparent, what is a child that is mixed race? Do you know what I mean? Like has black parents and has a white parents. You know what they're called?
Mixed race. That's so.
Okay. Let's see. What would you call a white person who isn't well off and who hasn't had a chance for education and the like, and especially if they're good for nothing? What is there a word that you would call them?
You don't mean poor. You mean something other
like
than
poor. You know, a white person that's just good for nothing, doesn't have a job, and they're just, what do you call them? Do you have a name for them?
No.
They're too lazy to work.
Yeah.
And people call them different things.
Yes, now I know, but I can't think of that word. Think of my word I want to use right now.
Now, they've got all types here. They've got Jackson White. They've got redneck, common people.
They're common people.
If someone is waiting on you to get ready so that you can go out with them, and they say, hey, will you be ready soon? And you'll say, I'll be with you in a
few minutes.
You know you're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance. You ask somebody, if you want to know how much further you've got to go, so
how much further?
Alright. If you are pointing out something nearby, you might say, say you want them to see your dog. You might say,
it's here or yonder.
Or if you wanted me to do something over there, what would you might say? You might say,
get it over there or look over there.
If you want to know how many times you say something, you might say, how blank do you go to town?
How often?
You agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. You might say, if you're going to agree with him, you might say,
if you are going to agree.
No, yeah, if he says, I'm not going to vote for Governor Maddox, and you might think you're not going to either, you say,
well, I think I will. You mean like that?
No, if you're not going to.
I won't either.
All right. What is this part of your head?
Bowing.
What is this?
Your hair.
And what was this on a man?
Chin.
On a
man is big.
Okay. Where did the old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it?
Out there.
Okay. On which ear? So, it like to keep it on this ear. Okay. Or his
left ear.
Okay. I guess according to what, if he was left-handed, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
If someone's mumbling, you might say, "Take that chewing gum out of your
mouth."
Sometimes you have to watch fish because you might be afraid you would get it in
your bone.
In your
throat.
You have the dentist look at your
teeth.
Okay. And he says he needs to fill that
one.
What is one of them called?
Front tooth or jump tooth?
Right. What is the flesh around the teeth called?
The gum.
You could hold that baby bird in the blank of your
palm of your hand.
What is this?
I'm a fish.
What is this part called where two bones are joined together? Like here and here. You have different
joints?
Yeah.